From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner formally notified Congress today he plans to extend the bank bailout program until next October. But Geithner says the government is unlikely to use all $700 billion. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In a letter to Congress, Secretary Geithner says the bailout program has worked to shore up the nation's financial system, but he warns against ending the program prematurely, saying other governments that have tried that only prolonged economic downturns. Geithner says any new spending under the bailout program will be limited to three areas: small business lending, foreclosure prevention, and efforts to help securitize consumer borrowing. He stressed that the bailout is likely to cost at least $200 billion less than earlier forecast. An oversight panel credited the bailout with averting an all-out panic in the financial system, but said it so far failed to fix some of the problems it was intended to address. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Senate Democrats have reached agreement on a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system after days of negotiation. He says he can't reveal what they've decided until after the Congressional Budget Office has a chance to analyze the cost of the bill. Voters in Massachusetts have chosen two major party candidates to face each other in a special election next month to fill the Senate seat held by the late Edward Kennedy. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
The standalone special election in January will fill a pivotal U.S. Senate seat. So Republican State Senator Scott Brown says Massachusetts voters have a unique chance to change the course in Washington. Brown won the GOP primary here last night. Massachusetts hasn't voted a Republican to the U.S. Senate since 1972. But if there was ever a time to do it, Brown says, it's now.
When the federal government spends too much, taxes too much, and borrows too much, the last thing we need in the United States Senate is another rubber stamp.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley will face Brown in the general election. She defeated three opponents to win the Democratic primary last night. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
A major snowstorm is moving across the U.S., leaving heavy snow and dangerous ice from the upper Midwest through New England. Craig Kogel is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Des Moines. He says motorists there are encountering treacherous conditions.
This is causing very difficult travel conditions with a lot of stranded motorists, and roads are quite impassable.
More than a foot of snow is expected in Iowa, as well as parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. Checking stocks, the Dow is up 29 points at 10,315. The Nasdaq is up 2 at 2175. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama meets this morning with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss his plans to counter the unemployment rate, which is now at 10%. The president leaves tonight for Oslo, Norway, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi met today with a liaison to the military rulers of Myanmar. There's been no word on what was discussed. The democracy activist has been detained for 14 of the last 20 years, mostly under house arrest. The death toll from a nightclub fire in Perm, Russia, has now reached 124. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
The city's fire chief and five of his subordinates have been suspended in the wake of last Friday's deadly blaze at the Lame Horse nightclub in Perm. Investigators say that the fire inspection records for the venue appear to have been falsified. Officials say that the club's inspection was approved in 2003 by a man who'd already left his position the year before. The news comes on the heels of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin demanding tougher enforcement and a broad review of fire regulations. Russia has been notoriously lax in enforcing fire safety standards since the fall of the Soviet Union. Senior officials acknowledge that inspections are used as a way to demand bribes from businesses instead of enforcing safety. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Suzuki Motors announced today that it will sell a 19.9% stake in the company to Volkswagen for $2.5 billion. The Japanese automaker says it will use the proceeds in order to buy shares in Volkswagen. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.